Morning. I asked to do a little devotion here. I was looking over the Sunday school lesson for today, and it says to humbly place ourselves at God's disposal. So I was thinking along the definition of how do we humbly place ourselves. I was looking around a little bit at different people who tried to be humble, and I came across Ben Franklin. You might think of him more of an inventor. He did bifocals, lightning rods, clocks, streetlights, all kinds of that stuff. But he also had a list of 12 virtues that he said, these are great. And then he had a friend who was a Quaker. Now, we do read later on about Ben that he never actually really accepted Jesus as a savior. He thought he was a great prophet or a great speaker, and he left a great religion. But on Franklin's list of 12 things, his Quaker friend said he missed one. He missed humility. Well, when Ben had his list, he made charts. And he kept track every day. He said, did I do this? Did I do that? Did I do that? After he added humility to the list, he wrote a letter. I'm not going to read all of it. It's in Old English. It's kind of tough to read and stay on track. But basically what he was saying with humility throughout the years, and he wrote this letter 50 years after he added humility to his list. He said it became such a habit that he almost didn't think about it, that he was practicing humility. His way of practicing humility was, I guess, when he had an idea, he used to be pretty dogmatic about it. He'd say, like, this is right. This is the way it is. So instead of doing that, he replaced a lot of his words with, this is how I perceive it, or in my opinion, this is how it is, or just some way like that he would change his conversation. And he found that people were more receptive. He got into less arguments. If he had a better idea, people accepted it better if he said it, in my opinion, this is how it is. In all of his practicing humility, toward the end of his thoughts, this is what he said. In reality, there is perhaps no one of our natural passions so hard to subdue as pride. Disguise it, struggle with it, beat it down, stifle it, mortify it as much as one pleases. It is still alive and will every now and then peep out and show itself. You will see, perhaps, often in this history, for even if I could conceive that I had completely overcome it, I should probably be proud of my humility. So, what it means to be humbly place ourselves at God's disposal, so that he may present the Savior to the world through us. I think what I gather from this story is if we run around and we say, this is how it is, we're not humble, nobody's going to believe you. You know, you have to take in a little bit of humility in order to for people to take you at your word. Also, I found two verses here that I think are two scriptures, I should say. 1 Peter 5, starting at verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. I think what that's saying there is kind of the same thing what Benjamin Franklin was saying. He said that he could get proud of his humility. We don't need to be proud of our humility. God will take care of that. And also, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 kind of has the same idea there. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So I think the challenge I have for everyone and for myself today is that we make sure we live our lives with humility, that when we present Jesus' second coming, people will see that, they'll believe that.